ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Sometimes your mouth is still like Isaiah. Isaiah said, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. Maybe your lips are unclean. When there's never enough, it's a sign of Egypt.
Amen.
Amen. Stop looking at me crazy. Say amen. Crossing your eyes and be like, just say amen. It's the truth.
Amen.
When there's not enough, when there's never enough, that is not enough is a sign of Egypt.
Amen. Amen.
That the world is governing you.
Amen.
That your hope, that your faith, that your trust is in something that's not going to provide enough.
Amen.
Your job.
Amen.
Amen. Your job is a resource. God is the source. When you're working 4 and 5 jobs and you still not making ends meet, still not getting ahead, that's a wake-up call. That's time for you to realize, wait a minute, I got my affection is in the wrong place. I need to slow down here and trust God. Amen. Tell somebody right now, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. When Moses leaned on his own understanding, he lost dominion. Will you recognize him when he comes? He's a warrior king. He told Joshua, loose thy shoe. In Exodus 3, he told Moses the same thing. He said, loose thy shoe from off your foot, for the ground on which you stand is holy. The ground on which you stand is holy ground. Now, I want to bring something from old to new, from then to now. Because, you know, there's this concept that there are certain places that are holy ground. Well, we just read, wherever the sole of your feet tread.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God says, I've given that to you.
Amen.
How is that just where the sole of our feet tread? In Job, we read where Lucifer or Satan appeared before God with the sons of God.
Yes.
Not men, these were angels.
Amen.
And the Lord said, Satan, where are you coming from? He said, from walking to and fro, up and down in the earth. Now the enemy wasn't just taking a stroll.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It was after Adam had abdicated his dominion.
Amen.
Now Lucifer had it. Satan had it. So what he was doing, he knew everywhere Adam's soul would go, God gave it to him. So he had it now. What he was doing, he was establishing in his territories. Where are you coming from? From walking up and down, to and fro on the earth. Establishing my territories. Because Adam gave me the authority. God never gave it to him. Adam abdicated his throne. You know, I got a question for you. How many have abdicated their throne? And now the devil is determining your narrative. The devil is determining your limitations. What you can't do. where you can't go, what you don't have enough for. Look at somebody asking, where's your faith? A warrior king. Joshua knew the Lord in the wilderness. He knew him in the pillar of cloud, in the fire by night. Joshua knew him. But this manifestation of who he was, he didn't know. Back to the wilderness, because Egypt, listen to me, this is not to judge or to condemn anyone. It's to try to quicken your spirit to the reality of what you have already received. But you must activate it and trust God. Amen. God can make things out of nothing. He'll create some things, if need be, for a child of God, if you believe. But when there's never enough, that's a sign of Egypt. Now, the sign of the wilderness is when you have just enough.
Amen.
A lot of folk got off the bus there.
Amen.
They were just headed to the wilderness. What was the wilderness? Wilderness was manna. Now we notice here, I just read this, when they entered, when they crossed over, the manna ceased.
Amen.
The manna stopped. God says there's another source. But in the wilderness they had manna. Why was it just enough? Because the manna would appear every day. And no matter how much you gathered, it wasn't going to last but a day. You try to store up manna if you wanted to, the next day it'd be full of worms. Except on the Sabbath. When on the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath, you could gather and it would last 2 days. And then it would rot. So God was teaching them to trust him. How many pray, give us this day our daily bread? God was teaching them wilderness is to teach you to trust God.
Amen.
Some are behind the eight ball because you've been saved a long time and you still haven't come to that place of trusting God.
Amen.
You'll turn to man before you turn to God. You'll lean on the arm of flesh. Woe is he that leans on the arm of flesh. What is man? Cease from man, whose breath is in his nostrils. For wherein is he accountable? Yeah, man is man, but man is not our source. Stop being afraid of man. Stop being afraid of man's faces. Stop being afraid of man's words. Man said you can't, but God said you can. Man said you'll never have it. God said I've already given it to you. Man said you can't enter in. God said I've already taken you in. Go in and possess it. Whose report do you believe? Well, they're giants. So what? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Amen. God does difficult things just like he does easy stuff. When he speaks, it's done. In the wilderness, it's just enough. That's why our mind must be renewed if we truly want to walk in dominion. Some people they're uncomfortable with more than enough. Because you have to break that poverty mentality. That's why Israel, that generation, never entered in. They never got rid of the poverty mentality. Anytime trouble came, they wanted to go back to the flesh pots. They quickly forgot that at the flesh pots, they didn't have enough. But some would rather go back to not having enough than to face the giants and possess the promised land. This faith thing too hard. Well, going back to Egypt. die as a slave, never fulfill your destiny or purpose. What about your children and their children? God has a purpose and a plan for your life, for your family, for your children and their children and their children and their children. This word shall not depart out of your mouth, nor your children's mouth, nor their seed's mouth. Amen. So the wilderness is the place of not enough. I'm sorry, just enough. Just enough. Just enough for me and my table. How are you going to be a blessing? You always wanting to borrow. You never give. You always wanting to borrow something. Hey, bro. I need to talk to you. Say amen. Bible says that we're to be the lender and not the borrower. We're to be the head and not. If I'm not the head, then what does it make me? What is the tail all about? He said, we're the head, not the tail.
Amen.
Above only, not beneath. First, not last. Lender, not borrower. God said it is done. But are you willing to pay the price to enter into it? It costs you to carry an anointing. Your salvation was free, but everything from there on going to cost you something. Sometimes it's going to cost you some friends. Sometimes family members will turn against you. Sometimes you got to walk this thing alone. But if you're not willing to stand for something alone, ain't nobody going to follow you. If you're not willing to live for something and die for something, ain't nobody studying you. You got to make up your mind, for God I live and for God I die. Who you doing this for? Who you following anyway? Amen. Can't be hitching a ride all the time. You can't make it on your mama's coattails. Somebody else's faith. You got to have it for yourself. That's how God designed this thing. Follow till you lead. Amen. All of us are kings and priests. That's your call. But see, many are called, few are chosen. Because the ones that are called and not chosen, they're too lazy. Forgive me, but they're too lazy. When's the last time you opened your Bible? You'd be quick to call somebody and talk, want to talk to them or get something from them. But what about searching in the Word until God talks to you? Till God gives you the strategy. Till God gives you the comfort. Till God gives you the revelation that you need. Amen. Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Peter, when they went into the temple, there was a lame man begging alms. And Peter and John, they stopped and said, look on us. It says, silver and gold have I none. Now, wait, let me straighten you out on that.
Amen, amen.
Because folk think they were broke.
Amen, amen.
Peter still had a fishing business.
Amen.
His mother-in-law and his wife were still handling the business.
Amen.
But what he said was to the blind, the lame man, silver and gold ain't gonna help you. That's what he said.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness.